This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to day 25, August 2020. My name is Lee Elson. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 60 minutes.
So, what'd you think of the opening festivities at the Republican National Convention? A little bit more of a show than what the DNC put out there. So, some great speeches, in particular Andrew Pollack, who I'm going to have coming up here in just a couple minutes. But I thought Nikki Haley hit a home run, Tim Scott hit a home run. So all in all, a much better show for the Republican National Convention than what the DNC had put out there. But that's typical. Donald Trump is a showman. He's the most influential and powerful reality show person in history. There's no question about that. But just the whole presentation of the events last night and even today so far, what you've seen, it just trumps, pardon the pun, what the DNC did. DNC was a snooze fest. This is different. A little bit more energy. A little bit more life. A little bit more excitement. And I do think Trump will get a bounce from this. I do. I think when this is all said and done, Biden's numbers will be significantly lower. And I think Trump's numbers will be relatively higher after this whole week is completed. And listen, I would not put it past Trump. Right, to give his Thursday speech on a unicorn on the front lawn of the White House with a squadron of Apache helicopters behind him as a backdrop. And the political side of this was the message. And the message that the Democrats tried to portray of a country in shambles, of a country in disarray, was a false narrative. It really was. Americans are true fighters and true strivers of freedom. That's what we want. We want to be left alone to live our lives the way we see fit. We don't want a nanny state. We don't want someone looking over our shoulder all the time. We don't even want help when we're desperate for help. That's what true Americans are like. True Americans don't want a handout from the government. They don't want that nanny state. At least free, true free Americans don't want that. I'm sure that there are a number of liberal Americans who are listening to me right now across this great country on this great radio network who are saying, no, I like the nanny state. I want someone to take care of me. I want free health care. I want free education. Free, free, free. And that's what Biden and his new gang are going to deliver for you. Everything free. At a tremendous expense, at a mind-boggling expense, and business will go right in the tank. Stock market, your 401k, if Biden becomes president, will collapse. I firmly believe that. And you'll go back into a lockdown. If there's a COVID scare, we'll go right back into a lockdown, and that'll be the end. You'll have socialism, you'll have no choice. The end of capitalism, the end of freedom. It's not that far away. It's not. Even Trump said this last night, how this is the most important election in history. In fact, I think I have some audio of that.
Be very, very careful. This is going to be, and I really believe this, this is the most important election in the history of our country.
Yeah, it is.
Don't let them take it away from you. Don't let them take it away.
And normally, I would disagree with that. The reason why this is different than even last time with Hillary Clinton, is Hillary Clinton certainly would have been a difficult president to stomach, right? Because of the corruption, because of the background, because of the entitlement attitude that she had. But she would not have governed us over a cliff, right? I don't think she would have. I mean, it would have been corrupt. It would have been ugly. They would have been robbing us. They would have been stealing from us. But I don't think they would have taken the country over the cliff. And interesting to see how she would have handled coronavirus. But Joe Biden, because of his weakness and age and onset of, I think, mental deficiencies, is ripe for manipulation. I honestly believe that he will have very little to do with running the country. He will surround himself with very left-of-center individuals. We already know people that are going to make his inner cabinet team. You're going to get the AOCs of the world who will actually be whispering in Joe's ear, take us farther to the left, take us farther to the left. It's not progressive enough. This is not progressive enough. We delivered this presidency to you. Go left. And he will, because he's not strong. And you will have open borders. And you will have higher taxes, because you need to pay for the programs that they want. No, you'll have it all. You'll have a weaker footprint as far as the military. You'll have a weaker police force. Oh, I think all those things are foregone conclusions if, in fact, Joe Biden becomes president. So, you know, maybe there is something to it. Maybe there really is something to the fact that this is one of the most important elections of your lifetime. So you're living in a time that is very, very important, and you're a vital cog into trying to keep freedom alive. Because the left wants to take your freedom away. They want to seize control of it. They want to own it. And something that nobody's really talking about is Supreme Court justices. There's a chance that multiple Supreme Court justices will need to be appointed by the next president. Could be three, could be four, who knows. And that goes a long way to shaping where this country ends up going. So all in all, last night, pretty good. Thought Nikki Haley hit a home run. I thought Tim Scott hit a home run. Scott is phenomenal. I think Nikki Haley, Tim Scott ticket for 2024 would be pretty damn good. I'd run out to vote for that, to be honest with you. Scott's story about his background and his lack of vision, his lack of knowledge, enthusiasm when he was young in college, it struck a chord with me. And the way he was able to rebound from that, I thought was great. And for him to come out on a national stage and say that last night, I thought was pretty powerful. So I thought he did a great job. A certain star in the making on the national scene for the Republican Party. What would you rather have? Would you rather have that gloom and doom message from the left? Or would you rather have an optimistic vision of America? Baseball, apple pie, Chevrolet. Give me that version. Give me that version that I grew up with. Remember those commercials? I used to love those commercials because they featured baseball and I was such a big baseball fan. Apple pie, baseball, Chevrolet. That's the America I want to live in. And it doesn't matter what color your skin is. That means nothing to me. It matters what kind of a person that you are. And the Democrats have, from the beginning, tried to sell you on a bill of goods that folks, conservative folks or Republican folks, are inherently racist. That's the message they try to portray. That's what they want you to look like in the eyes of the rest of the world and the rest of the country. If you're somebody who is a centrist, you're a moderate, the Democrat playbook wants to picture you as some kind of a raving lunatic, like a sheet over your head, cross-burning, crazy person. And nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, it's the Democrat Party that has a history of racism. It's the Democrat Party that were the originators in the Ku Klux Klan. It was the Democrat Party that didn't want blacks to vote. It's the Democrat Party that didn't want women to vote. When will you wake up? These are facts. Why is it that folks continue to run out and champion Democrat ideas when it's the Democrats who absolutely own the origins of slavery? It's remarkable to me. And they continue to get away with it. 90% of folks of color vote Democrat. Why? Why do you do it? I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I'm not even a water carrier for the Republican Party. I hate that. please, don't get me wrong, because that's not what I'm about. That's not what my show's ever been about. I'm about supporting somebody who is a great leader, somebody who has the ability to move the needle to the positive. I've always been about America first. I could never understand the mindset where we put other countries before we put ourselves, right? Donald Trump is the first president in a long, long time that's come along and actually put America first. And that's the truth. Presidents prior to him were all about a global community. And the thought of a global community, it's a wonderfully idealistic type of an idea. But the bricks and mortar of it, it doesn't work. Because like socialism, the globalist ideas are that everybody puts in the same, everybody takes out the same. Impossible. America always puts in more in a globalistic community. Because we have the money. We have the ingenuity. We're a capitalist machine. And we're built as a capitalist machine because we have ingenuity. We have drive. We have the wants to succeed. And other countries have had that tampered down. Which is why socialism won't work here. We have too many free spirits. It would be like caging a lion in a 10 by 10 cage. You can't do it. Americans need to be free, which is why socialism will never work here. It will cause another civil war. And if the liberals try to force that down everybody's throat, grab a gun and take it to the streets, because that's what's going to happen. All right, let me take a break. Once again, I can't thank you all enough for joining us. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
This is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on 5 now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My 4 children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. I want to talk to this issue in Kenosha, Wisconsin, for a couple of minutes, and another police shooting. So let's keep a couple of things in mind. Number one, this was a known felon. Number two, there's a rumor, and I can't corroborate this yet, but there's a rumor that there is a felony arrest warrant out for him as this process begins. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a game changer in the eyes of the police. It changes the dynamic completely. Also, number three, he was wrestling with the cops prior to him getting up and walking towards the front door of his vehicle. Now, all those things being considered, there's also a report that I can't corroborate this either, but it does look like he has something in his hand. Is it a knife? Who knows? He's a dangerous felon with a felony warrant for his arrest going into his car. By the way, a police officer can fire and kill a felon fleeing a scene if he thinks that person will endanger other folks. Clearly, there's a possibility that that was the case here. Now, I don't have all the information, nor do you. So we have to wait and see. We'll have to see what the body cameras of the cops have to say. We'll have to see what witnesses say. We'll have to see what other cops say. We'll have to take a look at the actual struggle. Was there a gun in the car? Was there a knife in the car? Was there drugs in the car? Were the kids in danger that were in the back of the car? All legitimate things we have to look at. But once again, much like what happened in Chicago a few weeks ago, where the criminal was shot dead by cops, and Chicago lost their mind. They looted. They broke down the Gucci stores and that 1 mile of upscale stores in Chicago. They broke everything to pieces, looted, rioted, burned. And what do we find out 2 days later? The person that was killed fired on the cops first. So we had rioting and looting in the streets for no reason. The excuse was that a black man, another black man, was killed by a cop. Total bogus, total lie, total fabrication. A guy shot first, he got shot dead, deservedly so. In this case, we'll wait and see. But, of course, the opportunistic rioters and looters are using this as an excuse to burn down Kenosha. Have you ever been to Kenosha? I have, believe it or not. I have. Kenosha, Wisconsin was the home of the Minnesota Twins rookie A-ball affiliate. I was playing with the Cardinals. We went to Kenosha for a couple days. I can't remember how long. 2-3 days max, right? And there was really nothing in the town. From what I can remember, it was 30 years ago. But these thugs have taken this opportunity to burn, loot, and riot again. Can you imagine this, by the way? This actually happened. So a man who owns a car dealership had his entire car dealership burned to the ground. Everything, every car, the actual dealership itself, the building itself, burned to nothing. Do you realize that on the moniker, like right there on his welcoming sign to his car dealership, he hung a sign that said Black Lives Matter? I told you guys this before. The mob doesn't care. Mob mentality will rule all. And if you're in the way, you will get steamrolled right over. So wherever you are, be soft, white, liberal, with your Black Lives Matter sign on your front yard. If a riot is coming to a town near you, they're going to get you too. They're going to get you too. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is calling on Democratic Governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, to do more to maintain order in the state after a second night of what began as peaceful protests turned into rioting and looting in the city of Kenosha. Mayor of Kenosha, John Antiramian, reminding everyone.
Our heart goes out to Jacob Blake's family. I cannot think of anything that is harder than what just occurred to them and how that impacts them. And so the commitment that I make to everyone, make to their family, to the officer and everyone else, is justice will be served, people will be held responsible for their actions, and we will know the truth.
Attorney for the family, Benjamin Crump, saying that Jacob Blake is paralyzed and it will take a miracle for him to ever walk again. The family is also promising a civil lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. And one of our favorite guests to bring on almost weekly is our pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Stephen has 30-plus years of military expertise. You can go online, heritage.org, to read some of the papers that he has written. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Lee. How are you doing this week?
Well, we're doing good. We could talk to you about Portland, and maybe we'll get to that at the end if we have time. But I wanted to start off in a different direction. Jeff Flake now is joining, I guess, 24 members of Congress to launch Republicans for Biden. What do you say to that?
Well, not terribly surprising. Former Senator Flake wasn't a heck of a deep Republican anyway. He kind of helped carry water for John McCain whenever McCain was drifting off for the center line when he was still around. And then Flake seemed to think he was going to move right into McCain's leadership position, and he found out very quickly that was not the case. He got thrown out by his constituents and is sort of a non-entity now. He is so, I don't use the term rhino, you know, Republican in name only very often, but boy, Blake sure sort of fits that description.
Right.
Because his policy positions are not mainstream Republican positions. They are at best liberal Republican policy positions. So the fact that he is not supporting President Trump, not a big surprise. And if anybody was on the line as to whether they should support President Trump or not, the fact that Jeff Flake is against him should convince them they probably need to vote for President Trump.
Well, that was going to lead me to my second question for you today is, you know, if you're out there and you're voting for Biden because you don't like Trump, what would you say to those people?
I have a real problem with that because I think they're responding to President Trump's personality. I challenge them to look at his policy positions, not just the ones he verbalizes, but the things he has done since he's been in office. And if you are even a little bit to the right of center, I'm not saying you got to be a hardcore, you know, conservative, but you're just not a real flaming liberal. If you look at President Trump's policy positions, I can't see how you argue with him. You may not like his style. You may not like, you know, the fact that he tweets all the time and he's kind of, you know, reactive to things. But in his actual execution of his job as president, he has done pretty darn well. And in fact, I would say America, if the virus hadn't hit, America, no doubt, everybody would have been considered much better than it was when Trump took office. And even with the virus, the Dems who were crowing that, well, we would have done this differently, we would have done this better, that's a bunch of baloney. They would have listened to the same scientists that President Trump did. There would have been the same vacillation as those guys and gals learned and grew and changed their advice to him. They would have faced the same challenges with the economy, and I think we'd be basically at best in the same place and possibly worse because they were so adverse to him shutting down the country when he did.
Well, people seem to conveniently forget a lot of that stuff that happened. I mean, in the beginning, Fauci said, don't wear a mask. Then it was wear a mask. Then it was don't do this, and then it was do that. So I think Trump followed the directions of the doctors as best he could in the beginning, even when the doctors didn't know what the heck they were talking about.
That's exactly right. That's precisely what he did. You add to that the president of the United States doesn't have the luxury of just listening to the medical advisors. He's got to listen to the economic advisors. He's got to listen to the law enforcement advisors. I mean, there's a lot of different areas there that, frankly, are somewhat in tension in a situation like this, particularly the medical versus the economic. And the president, you know, can't just blithely say, well, I'm just going to follow this one group and nobody else. He's got to weigh them all and come make those hard decisions. And President Trump has done that. So I don't know. And you add to that that Vice President Biden, despite what they're saying, has shown incredible cognitive issues as he has spoken over the last couple of months. That makes me a little nervous. And the fact that he's got Kamala Harris as his vice president, which means if something happens to Biden, she's going to be president. That should give the Dems pause.
Right.
Because they rejected her roundly. I mean, she hardly got any delegates in the primaries. And suddenly she's the one that's a breath away from the Oval Office. That makes me a little nervous.
It's a great point because I was going to talk to this a little later on, but since you brought it up, talk about it now, is that Biden was literally on life support during the primaries. Kamala Harris was already dead. And somehow these two have been resurrected and they're the champions of the Democrat Party awaiting their coronation. And people so easily forget that even Democrats couldn't stand them at the beginning of this whole thing.
Absolutely right. The fact that they are now supposed to be the saviors is so odd and so shows the desperateness of the Democratic Party to get President Trump out of office. But I got to tell you, they needed to come up with better candidates. The people that they put on that ticket are weak.
I agree.
And that's a problem for this nation if people vote against President Trump because it's not a good alternative to elect Biden.
I think that's perfectly said, right on the money. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Moving from that, so I saw a video, same video you retweeted, made me sick about these two women stole a child's hat and then threw it over a fence and yelling and screaming. But this is commonplace now. People have been acting out in a violent way against Trump supporters, correct?
Yeah, they have. And I could get it. If I'm walking down the street wearing a Trump hat and somebody wants to come up and yell in my face and verbally confront me, okay, that's fine. That's their right. I think it's rude. It's kind of an unprofitable way to have a political discussion. But, yeah, that's what you want to do, fine. But having two adult women do that to a 7-year-old boy is just reprehensible and shows, all this baloney that, Republicans are mean-spirited and conservatives, just don't care about people, but Democrats and liberals, they are tolerant and love people. That is such nonsense. These folks are mean, they're rude, and frankly, they violate the law. They essentially assaulted that little boy, and they should be arrested and prosecuted for that crime. That is not freedom of expression. That's denying someone else, and in this case, a child, freedom of expression, and that's inexcusable in this country.
Listen, before we run out of time, let me get your opinion on the latest development in Portland. Another night of chaos, some more tear gas being fired. And I had mentioned earlier today about tear gas being non-lethal. Somebody went out of their way to correct me. If I'm wrong about that, then so be it. What else are the police going to use in a situation where folks won't disperse except tear gas?
Tear gas is a non-lethal. Whoever told you that's not true has no idea what they're talking about. Obviously, if you put somebody in a little bitty room, set off tear gas and displaces all the oxygen, they're going to have an issue. That's not the case. Tear gas is used primarily for crowd control in open areas like you've been seeing it used. It is only used in confined spaces when there is an armed threat and they're trying to get that person out of the building. But there they break the windows so the tear gas can disperse, but it gets heavier in there. So tear gas is considered a non-lethal. It's considered a non-lethal by the police and by the military. But with the military, because it is considered a chemical agent under the International Chemical Weapons Treaty, the military has to receive special permission from the highest levels to use tear gas. So it's okay to throw a hand grenade into a building in Afghanistan, but you can't throw a tear gas grenade to get the bad guys to come out. That's just kind of a weird thing in the Chemical Weapons Convention.
Yeah.
But there is no other effective way to get crowds to disperse, particularly when they're being violent and destructive. That's really all you got left. The only other alternative they have are water cannons, which are not available everywhere.
Right.
And frankly, ding people up even more than a lot of the other means, because a fire cannon or a fire hose type device can pick up a grown man and throw him about 15 yards in the air.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen those videos of those. I think I would rather have the tear gas than to get with one of those water cannons.
I would, yeah. Haven't had both of them used on me in training. I would take the tear gas.
All right. Stephen, thank you as always. Heritage.org. You can check him out.
Sounds good, Lee. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too,
stay
pal.
Safe.
We have to take a quick time out. We'll do that in just a second, but I do want to remind you guys, you can always email me, LeeElcyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElcyRadio@gmail.com. You can also throw a message up on the Facebook. That's right. Send me a message up on Facebook. I'm getting a lot of different Facebook friend requests from all over the country, and I really appreciate that. And as always, you can call in 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-927-8255. And we can try to get you up and on the air. We do have to take a time out. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, on USA Radio Network, flagship station, KVET 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked, restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The powermall.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here in just a couple of minutes. I don't have a lot of time to talk to this next guest, but he gave a riveting speech last night at the Republican National Convention, and I really want to thank him for carving out a few minutes tonight to talk to us here on the USA Radio Network. His story is born from tragedy. Andrew Pollack, entrepreneur, businessman, and had to suffer the loss of his daughter in the Parkland shooting, and he's trying to turn that into something positive. He's now dedicating his life to making schools safer, students safer, staff safer. Andrew, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. How are we doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me. Busy week this week.
Now, President Trump helped you change policies. Tell our listeners some of those policies they changed.
Well, in Florida, where they pioneered it, Broward, children were allowed 3 to 4 misdemeanors per school year without ever getting reported to the police.
Amazing.
So they could rob an iPhone, they could assault another child, they could sell drugs in school and never get arrested or even reported to the police. So what that does is just creates an unsafe environment where kids don't learn the meaning of accountability, and it just becomes chaotic in the schools. The teachers can't discipline them. The policing's taken away from the police, and that's what happened in Parkland. And the police sign on to it too. And it's called restorative justice programs. The president ended it, but Joe Biden's running on bringing that back to schools throughout the whole country. It's dangerous policies, and I support the president because I know what happened in Parkland, and he looked into it and saw these policies, how bad they were, and he ended them.
Just a refresher, the kid in Parkland was constantly having a run-in with the law enforcement, right?
They went to the sheriff's department, been to the house 40 times.
Amazing.
He threatened to shoot up the school. He threatened to rape kids. He killed animals. He punched his mother's teeth out, never arrested. If he would have been arrested at any one of those times, he wouldn't have been able to buy a rifle. He tried to commit suicide. They didn't Baker Act him. If they did a full Baker Act, he wouldn't have been able to buy a rifle. So these policies, they believe in them, these Democrats that are running their administration. End the school-to-prison pipeline, they're calling it. It's not holding children accountable. We don't want to hurt children. We want to have the right programs in place where they learn accountability. And with the Joe Biden as president, he's going to force these policies into public schools throughout the country. And children will be less safe, and teachers. So that's why it's important to give President Trump another 4 years.
So sorry you got to go through all this. It's got to be the most brutal.
It's horrible. My life's never been the same since my daughter was murdered. I don't have holidays anymore. Right. There's no such thing as holidays. And my main focus, I educate parents. That's what I do. I talk to parents and try and tell them to look into what's going on in their child's school.
Yeah.
And that was my book that I wrote, Why Meadow Died. If anyone wants to learn about these policies and what goes on in the public schools, if you have a child in school, it's a great reading. It's a manual to know what's going on in these public schools. So then I focused on how I could make a difference with law enforcement to speed up response time. It took the police 40 minutes to get to my daughter on the third floor where she was shot 9 times. And that just irked me. So I worked with a technology company over the last year and a half. And we developed a software. Anyone could go. It's a grant I'm offering to police departments, schools, churches, places of worship. Go to schoolsafetygrant.org, schoolsafetygrant.org. Look up my software that we put together, and we're helping law enforcement and schools by donating most of this software to them. What it does in a nutshell is, most police departments have a real-time crime center with monitors. So we're able to give the police software that, and it will give them the ability to connect to any entity's cameras within 5 seconds of a 911 call.
Wow.
So they'll know, like you call 911 from your church, within 5 seconds it'll pop up in the real-time crime center, every camera. They're able to lock and unlock door mechanisms from the police department. They're able to talk over the PA, which is important. They can start talking to the people, the shooter. They can tell the shooter to drop his weapon. They have a sniper. They're in the building. They can talk to people in the building. I want to help anyone that needs help, any schools, private schools, places of worship, hospitals. We're in hospitals now. Hospitals are soft targets. Any police department in the country, go to schoolsafetygrant.org and let us help you with your response time and your real-time crime center.
Andrew, listen, thank you. I got to go. I'm sorry I'm completely out of time, but we'll catch up down the road and we'll talk a little bit more. Your whole system sounds fantastic, and I'm sure it's going to help save lives, and you did a terrific job last night at the RNC. Wayne is here. I've got to go. Keep it right on the USA Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.